Okay, so today we're going to be starting a new topic, the topic of Eidus Miuchedus. So we're going to see there are really two main sugyas for Eidus Miuchedus. One is our sugya on Vav and Beis and Makos, and the other main sugya is the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Lamed, Amud Aleph to Amud Beis. So let's first read through our Gemara. And then we are going to then shift over to Sanhedrin, because as we'll see, you can't really understand the type of Eidus Miuchedus going on in our Gemara without really first understanding the more extreme form of Eidus Miuchedus taking place in Sanhedrin. So let's just for the sake of, all daf. So starting with the Mishnah of Avraham Beis. Shmuel, would you mind? Okay. Oh, that's right. Oh, so again, so actually the Mishnah is not discussing Eidus Miuchedus, right? Eidus Miuchedus, by definition, is where you have one Eid Echad on each case. I'm going to leave that vague for the moment. But in the case of the Mishnah, right, you have two, right? You have a pair of Eidim on each Re'iyah. Yeah, but what is the Mishnah talking about? Whether you're going to be mitzarev both pairs of Eidim into a single cot of four, or two separate kita Eidim, two each. Okay? So what does the Mishnah say is the koveh of whether you're going to be mitzarev all four into a single cot, or into two separate kita Eidim?
So one has a guy who's massive, and they can
see each other. Exactly. Really, the koveh is whether it's a joint re'iyah or not. And a joint re'iyah is defined by the Mishnah as whether, members of each, grouping can see each other. So the Mishnah establishes what's defined as a joint re'iyah for the purposes of forming a kat edus is whether they can see each other. So it says the Mishnah, if they can all see each other, it's one kat for edim. If they can't see each other, it's two separate kite edim. Nafkamina lefichach. Oh, so again, if they can't see each other, let's save it, right? If they can't see each other, they're considered distinct re'iyos, then these are considered two kite edim, and they're nafgmina for achi ezimus kulan, right? Even if two out of four are huzam, that's considered an entire kat being huzam, therefore the din hazama is going to apply to that case, etc. Okay. So stop there. So again, the Mishnah establishes that for the purposes of, forming a kat of edus, that the koveya of a joint re'iyah is whether they could all see each other. Now the Gemara, right, Rav is going to introduce this yisod of joint re'iyah to impact this case of Eidus Miuchedus. Go for it, Shmuel. Oh, so what's the case of Eidus Miuchedus discussed by Rav? Rashi, Eidus Miuchedus. Oh, right, so that's the connection. Right, once we establish that they're only considered a joint kat if they can see each other. So in this case of Eidus Miuchedus, they're both seeing the same action, but it's considered two distinct re'iyos because they can't see each other. So how do we know that Eidus Miuchedus, which is pasul, psula? So we have in the pasuk is that not only do you need a total of two edim, but you need to have two edim in a kat together. If they're considered individualized, if they're considered edus miuchedus, each one has a distinct re'iyah, so that's not considered a kat of two edim, it's considered two separate ed echads. We'll come back to, again, Tanya Amihachi is just going to be a proof to that, and then you just skip later to the Gemara where it says Amr of Nachman, edus miuchedus kshira. Yeah, go for it. Stop there for now. So again, just and then Rav Nachman comes along and says this psul of Eidus Miuchedus is limited to the realm of Nefashos, which is the Mishnah, right? The realm of the Mishnah, the realm of Nefashos. Mashenkein by Mamanos. We can take your question in a second. So again, but the key is in our sugya that we're discussing, it's one type of Eidus Miuchedus, and that is the type where it's the same Maisa, but distinct re'iyos. We call it Beis re'iyos, right? We're referred to as many by Beis Cholonos, right? So again, this Sugyan Makos is the type of Maisa Echad, one Maisa, but two distint re'iyos. That's the Sugyan in Makos. But in order to fully understand what the Chiddush of our Sugyan is, really have to take a step back and understand the more extreme version of Eidus Miuchedus, of not only where it's two re'iyos on the same Maisa, but it's completely two separate Maisim. And that's going to bring us to the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So everyone can open up their Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed. While everyone's turning, David, do you have a question?
Yeah, I was just asking, like, how does this fit in with, like, first of all, whether, like, is it the same when it's, like, for joining as a Muzurim or two agents joining into a Kas in order to form a Kas of two? And how does this fit with, like, joining for Psul and everything?
So, again, so, as we've discussed, the role of Re'iyah, right, is Koveya Kat Edus, not only for Achyezim as Kulan, but also for Nimsa Echad Mem Karav Apostle. We learned in the previous sugya that if you don't have a joint Re'iya, so they're considered two separate Kite Edim, they're in your Nimsa Echad Mem Karav Apostle. And Tosos already is going to, Tosos Diramas Lahara Elu Edus Achas, point that out. And we say that if they don't have a joint Re'iya that's considered two separate Kite Edim, it's not just for the Mishnah's Din of Achyezim as Kulan, it's also for the Din of Nimsa Echad Mem Karav Apostle. Okay? Good. So again, what we're going to start the sugya with is the other Edus Miuchedes, which is the Edus Miuchedes of completely different Maisa. One Maisa on Monday, another Maisa on Tuesday, and let's see the Machlokes Tanaim there. So again, this is the Mishnah, sorry, this is the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Lamed Amar Aleph. Again, quoting a Brisa. Would you mind? Yisrael David, which says it starts with Gufa. So says the Tanakhama, the Chachamim, that what? That in order to be Mitzarev of two Eid Echads, they need to see the Maisa together. Even if they see two different Maisim, one Maisa happening on Monday, other Maisa happening on Tuesday, you can still be Mitzarev of those two Eid Echads. The mic in. Right, so the Pshat and the Tanakhama, we're going to leave it vague for a moment, is that, the Pshat and the Tanakhama, how would you explain the Tanakhama according to the Svara?
According to the Svara, one person is testifying about one mana, about one loan, and the other is testifying about a different loan.
Exactly, they're discussing two different, you know, loans, and therefore you can't be mitzarev. That's the Tanakhama. Okay, so what's the Idach? What's Rav Shur Makarcha according to the Svarak? Although they're talking about two different loans, they're still talking that Lamaisa, that the Loveh is Chayev Amana. Leave it, we'll stop there for the moment. Yeah, we'll leave it. Leave that explanation for now at that. Vibayis Ema
Kra. Dechsev Vuhu Eid O Ra O Yada. Vitanya Mimashma Shneamar Lo Yakum Eid. Einu Yodea Shu Eid.
Shu Echad.
Matamu
Lomar Echad. Why does it say Eid Echad? It's repetitive. Eid is Lashon Yachid. So why does it specify Echad?
Ze Bino Av.
Yeah, Bono Av.
The Bono Av. Kol Makom Shene Amar. Eid. Harikan Shnaim. Hachi Yifrat Hakasu Echad.
So again, this establishes the Binyan Av, but whenever the Torah uses the term Eid, it really refers to a cot of two Eidim, unless the Torah specifies otherwise. Oh, so now there's the key for the Tanakhama. So Afke Rachmana.
Afke Rachmana Belashon Chad. Lemeimar Ad the Chazu Tirvayu Kichad.
So the Tanakhama says, why did the Torah use Lashon Yachid for a cot of two Edim? To tell you, they have to see it together. Shur ben Karcha, what is he going to respond? All right, so there's like a reboy there. The Ora O Yada, whether it's Yadia or Re'iyah, we'll get to the details. Mikol Makom, even if they're seeing two separate actions. Okay. So that's just the. So again, what this Gemara in Sanhedrin introduces, right, is the more extreme version of Edus Miuchedes of, we'll call it Beis Maisim. And we're going to see that the Machlokes Tanaim that we just, you know, learned between the Tanakhama and Rav Shur ben Karcha, and followed by a whole slew of Amoraim and Amud Beis, what the Machlokes comes down to fundamentally is the following issue, and that is what. At least in the realm of Dine Mamonos, again, this, everything in this sugya is limited to Mamonos. We'll see that in a moment. In the realm of Mamonos, the core question is, what is the Koveya for Edus in the realm of Dine Mamonos? Again, what is the Koveya for Edus in Dine Mamonos? And the general Chakira is going to be, is the Koveya the Maisa, or is the Koveya the Chiyuv? And we're going to spell it all out. So again, the major question at the heart, at the root of this Machlokes Tanaim and the Machlokes Amoraim, is when we're dealing with Edus in the realm of Mamonos, Is the edus in the realm of mamonos focused on maisim, distinct actions? Or is the focus not on the action, but rather the resulting chiyuv? And we're going to see that this chakira, or whether it's maisa or chiyuv, is going to play out in the entire machokis tanaim of Tanakama, Shua ben Karacha, and also in the slew of machokis amarayim, who, you know, are debating within the machokis, the chachamim, and Rishua ben Karacha. So let's go through the shitos of the Tanaim and the Amarayim to really flesh out this idea. So we're going to start with the first Mahalach. The first Mahalach, which says that the koveyah for Eidos in the realm of Mamonos is Maisa. So between the two Tanaim, which of the Tanaim, the Chachamim, or Bishwam Karcha, think that the koveyah is Maisa? The Tanakama, the Chachamim. So the first Makor for this idea that the koveyah for Eidos in the realm of Mamonos is Maisa is the Tanakama. And we're going to see this very clearly in the when the Gemara just, right, in the Svara and the Kura that the Gemara spelled out with the Chachamim. So remember, Shitas Chachamim is that, right, if one Eid Echad is made about a Hova on Monday, and a second Eid Echad is made on a Hova that took place on Tuesday, says the Bishum HaKarcha, you can't be Mitztarif for them, because they're talking about two separate Maisim. And as we'll see, because they're talking about two separate Maisim, you can't be Mitztarif for them, because they're considered two different Eid Echads. Right, and according to the Chachamim, the only way you can be mitzarev two edim together if they're made on the same Maisa. And let's see from the lashon of the Gemara, as explained by the Rishonim, how the Gemara is really showing that the basis of Shitas Chachamim is that the koveya is the Maisa. So the easiest one to explain is in the Svar. Ellie, would you mind just going back to the Ibayis Ema Svara within the Chachamim?
Ibayis Ema Svara. Amana to come inside, hi, look, come inside, hi. The mana that they're testing about, they're not testing about it. Mana to come inside, hi, look, come inside, hi.
Right. Right, so the whole, the essence of this line, of the Svara B'Shem Tanakama, is that they're being made on distinct Maisim. Once the assumption is that the Koveya is the Maisa, one is being made about a Maisa on Monday, the other is being made on a Maisa on Tuesday, so how can it be Mistar if the two? And let's see first in the Rishonim how they spell out that this Svara in the Tanakhama is all about the Koveya being the Maisa. First start with Rashi, Dear Maskel, Amano to come aside.
Amano to come aside, hi. Zeh omer b'fnei b'fanai habahu mana, v'zeh omer b'fanai habahu mana, zeh lo ra shol zeh.
Oh, that's the key. Zeh lo ra shol zeh. Each one saw a distinct Maisa. Therefore,
nimza she'en kan eidah shalim b'mana echad.
Therefore, you can't have a joint cot because they're talking about two different idios because the koveya is maisa. So not only does Rashi explicate that the lashon here of a manatukum aside high, are referring to two different maisim, the Yad Ramah also spells this out. So you see the Ramah on the cover sheet. Joey, do you see it? On the Yad Ramah, see the second line, it says, Ibayis Ema Besvara.
Yes.
So, the first, yeah.
Ibayis Ema Besvara. So, Tanakama, Azul, Basar,
Mona. Oh, so Tanakama follows the Mona, which we're going to see in context means the Maisa Hova. How do we see that? Continues the Adrama.
The Kevan, the Misad, the Masid, Hai, the Uzpe, Mona,
each one is talking about a distinct Maisa, one which took place on Sunday, in his example, other one which took place on Monday. Yeah, they're distinct Maisim, Vishtachach, Teleka, Treisadi, Archan Mana. And for sure, the context of Yeshua ben Karach, which has come up next, we'll get to later, it's very clear the Yad Ramah understands, like Rashi, that the Koveya for the Tanakama is the Maisa, and therefore once the Koveya is the Maisa, Memela, if one Eid Echad is on one Maisa on one day, the other Eid Echad is on another Maisa on another day, Memela, you can't be Mistar of them. Yeah.
Even the Gemara on the base, he's saying that if an Eid, like towards the end of where we finished off, he's saying that if two Eidim saw hat, it would not work? Like if they saw half a Maisa?
So we'll get back.
Can we read Zachar Zah as that? That's my question. That's my real question.
Correct. So we're going to get back to that Shach of Itaria. The Gemara there is going to explain the Maskana that the Brisa is talking about it's one Maisa. that it is considered one ma'isa, because the bowl has an erva, we'll get back to that. It is considered one ma'isa, and yet the chiddush is that even though it's one ma'isa, if they're distinct re'ios, it can't be misired. Exactly. That's by nefar, again, because by nefarshah is also the koveya is going to be not only ma'isa, but joint ria. We'll get back to that. Oh. So within the chachamim, right, clearly within the svara, you see, as explained by the Yad Ramah and the Rashi, that the koveya of the svara for the chachamim is the ma'isa. And this also comes out in the Ibayis Ema Kra, right? Maybe not as explicit, but it's pretty clear. So again, Meir, you see the Ibayis Ema Kra. So where are you reading? So back to the Gemara. I thought you were like paraphrasing at a point. But either way, yeah. So getting back to the Gemara, you see at the end of the whole thing, I'm going to take your v'chuleis to heart. See when it says v'chulei va'afki rachmana, you see the end of it.
Yeah.
Right. So again, after we established that the binyan av is that the Torah refers to a kad of edim with the lashon yachad of ed instead of afki rachmana b'lashon chad. Oh, that's the key. Tanakama derives from the lashon of v'hu ed. The same idea that both Edom need to see the same Isa. So both in the Ibayis Ema Svara and in the Ibayis Ema Kra, you're seeing this idea that the Koveya for the Chachamim is the Maisa. Therefore, they need to be made on the same Moneh, and similarly, it needs to be the same idea that the Koveya is the Maisa, not the Chiv. So in the realm of the Tanaim, we have the Chachamim. So now, turning to Amud Beis, we're going to see that there are going to be certain Amorayim who also adopt this lamdus that the koveya of the edus is the ma'isa, even if they claim to be going within Rav Shua ben Karcha. We're going to see that in certain cases they're saying, "Oh, we pasuk like Rav Shua ben Karcha's psak of mitzarev," but we're going to see from their limitation of Rav Shua ben Karcha that really be'etzem they align more with the chachamim that the koveya is ma'isa. So the first Amora this comes up within is Ula. So if you turn to Lamed Amud Beis, where it says Ula Amar, it's like this, I think like the second line where I had you guys start reading the Gemara. This is Ula Amar Halacha Kribi Shua Ben Karcha. Let's get Rafi, do you see it? See this? You see like six wide lines down? It says Ula Amar. Ula Amar is like the second and third word in line.
Yes.
Oh, so what does Ula come along and say? Stop there, okay. So he's like, I pass it like Yeshua ben Karcha. So it sounds like that he rejects the Chachamim's idea of that the Koveya is the Maisa in favor of Yeshua ben Karcha, which we'll see later, is that the Koveya is really the Chiv. We're going to see right now from the limitation to Karkos, as explained by the Rishonim, it's going to be very clear that really Ula fundamentally agrees with the Chachamim that the Koveya is the Maisa, and the reason why it could be Mitzarif in the case of Karkos is because it's considered one Maisa. That's going to be the one this we'll get to. Yeah.
Don't we say that the Talculin and the Kesef are interchangeable? So
like, yeah.
He's saying that he doesn't follow Yeshua ben Karcha by Dini Mamanos.
No, there's a chilik within Dini Mamanos between Karkos and Metaltalin. The difference between, like, let's say, a halva. Halva would be a classic example of Metaltalin for these purposes. And, you know, let's say, the ownership of Karkos. So we're going to see right now from Rashi and others that the way they explain Ula's limitation to Karka, that you could only be Mitztar of two Eid Echads in the context of Karka, but not by Metaltalin, shows that he agrees be'etzem to the Chachamim, that the Koveya is Maisa Echad, and it's just that in the realm of Karka, it is considered to be one Maisa. So let's see how Rashi explains this. So Rashi, Diramaschil, Halacha Kimoso. You see, Rafi, do you see Halacha Kimoso de Karkos?
Yes, Halacha Kimoso de Karkos. Jemeta Karka de Bantu,
So yeah, okay, what's the case of Karka? The case of, sorry, go back to Rashi, Bank of Bikarkos, just to see what the case is.
Bifanai. This one says...
One Erechat says, oh, the guy was molded to me on Monday, that this karka belongs to the other guy. The other guy says, oh, another day, he was molded. So you, at first glance, oh, look, you're being mitzaref, two Erechats on two different days. But says now Rashi and Halacha Kamos of the Karkos, the why are you able to be mitzaref, according to Ula, the two Erechats when it comes to karka? Shemutala karka bifanenu. According to Ula, we're going to see others agree with this, and there can be other examples which are similar to Karka, where if both eight echads are talking about the same guf, right? If both idios are talking about the same item, the same guf, leaving it vague because there'll be different examples of it, like here where it's the same Karka, then it's considered Maisa Echad, even if both eight echads are talking about different indications that that same, like it's a goof, belongs to someone else. So even if one says, oh, because there was a hold on Monday, other guy says there was a hold on Tuesday, so even though they're talking about two different simanim, two different koveas for why it belongs to the other guy, at the end of the day, since they're both talking about goof echad, it's considered that they're both being made on the same maisa, that this goof belongs to that other fellow. Okay? Although, whoa, just Rafi, one more, and I'll take questions. Of a lo b'metaltzlin.
Neither
right, the eight
neither, neither of them is necessary to the other.
Because they're talking about two different maisa. Right? So again, Ula is really be'etzem paskening like the Chachamim, that the Koveya is maisa. And therefore, in the context of Metaltzelin, where it's considered Shnei Maisim, Halva, right, on Monday, and Halva on Tuesday, considered two different maisim, and therefore you can't be Mitzdarev. But Karka, the Chiddush of Karka, and we'll spell this out, you know, through other examples, the Chiddush of Karka is that because it's Guf Echad, right? Since it's Guf Echad, since both Adios are talking about the result of the Halacha pertaining to the same item that this same Karka belongs to Shimon, therefore it's considered Maisa Echad. Yeah.
Couldn't you say that it's Rabbi Shimon Karka of the Kro and of the Spara? That if you say it's Rabbi Shimon Karka of the Kro, because then the Pasuk only tells you that meaning if the chum to the crow is that they have to be mamash together, they have to be like 1-8. But if you don't have that, then they can be separate cases. As long as you're talking about kuf echad, that would work. Whereas the svar was saying even separate cases would be fine. And if the,
again,
if
it doesn't
look even there between crow and svar in terms of maisa versus.
It doesn't. I hear what you're saying. It doesn't. You're just saying that the crow is more open to be interpreted. You know,
the crow can be interpreted as
yeah.
Maisa.
But there's no indication the Gemara is a nafkamina between ibayseim svar, ibayseim crow. So unless the Gemara says that there's an afkamina, or you have any indication there is an afkamina, you try to stay away from that. And you'll see from just the Lashonos of Rashi throughout Ula, and we'll see other cases which are aligned with Ula, that it's all about, you know, it sounds like, again, the Koveya is the Maisa, and whether there is a Maisa. It's all Lashonos of a Chacham. Yeah, Mordechai.
Is this Divai Karkos that you could have the two of them separate? Is that only if it's something like a Mishra'ah?
Great question. Even if it's a mechira, great question. If you look at the Rashi's example is hodas, right? Because a hodas, because that's a siman ba'alma, right? Excellent. But when the Yad Ramah gives his example of karkos, it's even if one eid echad said I saw the mechira of the karka on Monday, and the other eid echad says I saw the mechira of the karka on Tuesday, that's still considered guf echad, and therefore still considered ma'isa echad. Which is, I'm glad you brought it up, which shows that this chiddush by karka is, right, not that, oh, we disregard simanim ba'alma, but it's that, no, that when the subject of the edus, meaning the halachic consequence, the totsah, the halachic totsah of the edus is going on guf echad, so then it's considered ma'isa echad, even if the koveya for that halachic status seems to be two completely separate things. And we'll see from the Gemara's other examples that holds true for sure in these other cases. Pinchas. There's two different, the goof in metaltzlin are the ma'os, which are nitan behalva. And therefore it's considered two different goofs. Goofin. Goofin mukhlakin.
There's no specific money that we're talking about?
Like, yeah, also you know, because, you know, the koveya by mammon is not even like, you know, the kesef, it's the Exactly. It's the value which is exchanged. But for sure, that's considered gufa muchakim for this debt. Yeah, Yaakov. So yeah, exactly. So we're gonna get that right now. So I want to just now prove through other shitos in the Gemara this idea that the hodah by karka, by saying that you could be mitzarif by karka, that's really working within the chachamim's perception that the koveya is maisa, and it's just that by karka we consider it to be maisa echad. So the first indication is Rav, who's the next shita. Continues the Gemara. Oh, see, Amrlei, who? Let's get someone else. Yaakov, do you mind? Akiva, Amrlei Abaye?
Yeah.
Sorry. So right after Ula says, Halacha, Kibishua, Bekarkos. So Amrlei Abaye, Halacha, Michlal, Depligi. Sounds like.
Amrlei Abaye, Halacha, Michlal, Depligi. Vahama, Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav.
According to Rav, says the Chachamim will be mode by Karka. Right, this idea, because the idea of Karka even works within Shitas Chachamim, that the Koveya is the Maisa. Right? And the idea coming out is that even within the Chachamim's perspective that the Koveya is Maisa, the whole idea of Karka that is considered Maisa Echad. Because the guf, which is the subject of the edus, is one guf, therefore it's considered the chiddush of the shitos, is that when the consequence of the edus is all about guf echad, that makes the edios considered to be all on maisa echad. So you have Rav, who says even the chachamim are going to mode it. Ellie, do you see what's going on here? Right, so even the chachamim are mode to it, because it shows that it's working within the chachamim. And now you're going to have the Tanir of Idi Bar Oven, who's going to give other examples of this, which is really going to flesh out this Yisod. Continue to see.
Tanir of Idi Bar Oven, Benazikin, the Beikarna. Modin Chachamin Larbi Yeshua Ben Karcha Beidis Bachor, Ubeidis Karka, Ubeidis Chazaka, Bechain, Sheven, Ushebevas.
Exactly. So says Rav Idi Bar Oven, you have the same exception, right, in this category of Karka. Where even the Chachamim are going to be modeh, because in all these cases, you'll see the tzara shava, the common denominator between all these cases, is that in both cases, even though each Eid Echad is being made about a different physical factor, right, the consequence of those different factors are all guf echad. We'll go through each example. And because the totsah of the Eidiyas are all centered around guf echad, so therefore it's considered a maisa echad. And that's why even the Chachamim, who thinks of the Koveya is Maisa, is going to be Modep in these cases. Yaakov.
According to the Chachamim, don't agree in those cases. He doesn't say like anyone, because it doesn't agree with the
Isora. So you're saying, according to, we'll get back to that. I mean, Rav, who thinks that Chachamim are not Modep.
No, according to Ulam, who says that Chachamim, he says Chachamim are not Modep.
We'll get back. Good. Slow. But now I'm working just within the Shitos, which think the Chachamim are Modeh. And again, which are trying to develop this idea that the Yisod is that even though Maisa is Koveya, it's considered Maisa Echad because it's all about Guf Echad. So let's go through the examples. Let's go first with Simani Gadlus, right? So with the case of Simani Gadlus, as the Gemara is going to discuss soon, let's get to later Gemara. See, my v'chein shabibena v'shabibas.
My v'chein shabibena v'shabibas. In the mechad omar achas v'gava v'achas omar av'achar omar achas v'kresa.
If it's one sayer in one makom, another sayer in a different makom.
Achas idavar v'achas yedusu.
That's nothing, right? Sayer echad is nothing.
Ella chad omer shtayim v'gava v'achar omer shtayim v'kresa.
That's the case. Right, so they're both seeing, they're both giving edios on separate shnei saros. But we're going to see right now the reason why, and you intuitively would say, oh, two different maisim. Answer is no. Because the two shtei saros are the consequence of both those saros is that this guf, this bas or ben, is a gedola, that's considered maisa echad. That's the chiddush. This entire category of karka and simani gadlus and bechor and chazaka, it's all that because the totsah of the idios are all about guf echad, therefore that's considered to be Maisa Echad. So let's just see it played out in Rashi. See, Dior Maschel, Ella Echad Omer, Shtayim Begaba. Because both Edim are focused on Guf Echad, that she, the Bas at hand, is a Gedola, that's like Karka Echad, and it's considered to be Maisa Echad. So here you have, in the context of Simon Gaz, it's the same idea. And again, going back to Mordechai's point, this is not just a Simon like Hodel. This is the Koveya for Godless. He has its own Lamdas. But I guess one perspective in Simon Gaz is that it's not just a Simon Ba'amo, but that's the Koveya, right? That the Koveya for Godless is having the Shtei Saros. And yet, even though they're talking about two different Kovim, Shtei Saros here, Shtei Saros there, no, in the end of the day, it doesn't matter because the consequence is a Guf Echad, is that this Bas is a Gedola, that's considered to be Maisa Echad. So it's a big Chiddush. And how do you define Maisa, right? Not in terms of the Koveya of the Din, but rather the consequence of the Din, but that's coming out of all these Shittos. Now let's get to Chazaka, the next in the list. So Chazaka, Rashi, Dira Matzkol, Ube Idus Chazaka. Let's get someone else. Benny, do you see it? See Rashi, do you ask Ube'edus Chazaka? So again, this is the old Lamdus, and I'm sure the Cheskabatim people here can testify, right? But there's a whole Lamdus in Cheses Gimel Shanim, is that a Simen or a Siba, right? But even if you say that the Cheses Gimel Shanim is not just a simen to Bailus, but that's part of it, that's more of like a Siba, that the fact that you are there for 3 years, that grants you Bailus, even so, it doesn't matter because at the end of the day, the consequence. And you would say, oh, at the end of the day, one Eid Echad is talking about these 3 years. The other Eid Echad is talking about the other 3 years. It's like the Shtei Saros, two different Kovim. It doesn't matter. Same idea. The Achad Karka Misadi, right? Again, the same. So the consequence of the idios are all about Chad Gufa, and therefore it's considered to be one Maisa. And the last one is Bechor. The same, yeah.
It sounds like that she's saying that the fact that there's nothing that changes in between the two idios and the...
Not about nothing changes, is that both idios have the same consequence on Guf Echad.
Yeah, but different thing, metabolism could be a different thing.
No.
Metabolism
is that there's a, it's not Guf Echad. It's totally different Maisim. Totally different, you know, Ma'os that were given over.
So why is that any different?
Because that's considered two different Maisim.
I'm saying, why is Karka any different?
Because it's all about this, right? This Karka Shalafaneinu, right? Who does this belong to? Both Eid Echads are talking about the Bailus of this Karka. Both Eid Echads are talking about whether this same lady is a Gedola. And in the other Karka case of Chazaka, same idea. Because the Totsah of the Eidus is on Guf Echad, whether the Guf be land, or an Isha, or an animal, right? That the Chiddush of all of these Shittos is the Koveya. They get two assumptions. Not only do they agree with the Chachamim that the Koveya is Maisa, second assumption is that the Geder of Maisa is Guf Echad. As long as both idios are talking about the same Guf, the status of the same Guf, that's considered to be Maisa Echad, even though they're testifying about different Koveyas. Two different Shnei Saros, two different Shnei Chazaka, two different Mechiros, whatever the case may be, it's still the same din. And the same thing carries with the last example of Bechor. Ephraim, what do you mind? See Be'edus, Rashi, Dir Maskel, Be'edus Bechor, to see what the case is. It says, Tana Be'Bechoros, Daf Lamed, hey? Right, because right, the halacha is that there's a mum that happened in Mela, so then the animal, the chur, instead of being brought as a carbon, is going to be completely belong to the kohen, Betorah's chulin. So obviously they have a vested interest in their being mumin there, and therefore they're chashudim that maybe they're going to put mumin to get bilus, again, mammon again, to get bilus over the animal. There, what's the case? The imhevi. They need to aid them to prove that the mum happened on its own. Oh, but what's the case? Imhevi. The bechor zeh, same bechor, mitzdarfen. Same idea. Even though each Eid Echad is talking about a different mum, It doesn't matter because each mum, the totsa, the consequence of that mum is again, who has violas on the same bechor? Just like before, who has violas on the same karka? Both in the chazaka case or in the hodah slash the mechira case. And the same thing with the gedola. Again, as long as the, according to the shittos, as long as the consequence of the two idios are in the same guf, that's considered to be maisa echad. A very, very big chiddush, that the koveya for maisa is not the right? That the determining factor for maisa is not the koveya for the halacha, which shtei saros, which shnei chazaka, which mum, but it's rather that the totsah of the edus is going on the same, is going on the same goof. And then we're saying we're focusing that the edus is that, oh, this karka belongs to them. This bas is a gedola. This bechor is now, you know, belongs to the kohen. Yeah, Benny. Yeah, because there you're not talking about bilus over a particular mama. But there's no guf echad that you can point to and say, oh, they're all talking about the same guf.
That one person is chayav amon
etzara. Because you're not talking about a guf again. That's talking about chovas. That's a chovas gavra, which is a whole separate. That's not in the realm of maisa. Yes, but if there's not a concrete item that you can point to and say that we're talking, that they're, you know, meaning. Maisa is only when there's a concrete item where you can say, "Oh, we're both talking about that this physical item belongs to the other person." When it comes to metaltzlin, that's a chovas haguf, and that's already a different perspective. Because if you think that the koveya is maisa and not chiyuv, then the factor which is mesara can't be the chovas hagavra. That's already Reb Shuv and Karcha Torah within the chachamim. It has to be maisa echad. It has to be that the subject of the edus is the same. And the subject is defined by either, you know, actual ma'isa echad, or in this case, as long as guf echad, that makes it to be ma'isa echad. Oh. But as Yaakov pointed out, there's another shita out here. Right? Who is the other shita? The chachamim, according to who? According to Ula. Right? Because Ula, if you go back, said, halacha k'rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha b'karkaos, implying that the chachamim will not agree by karka. So again, Ula, b'shem, right? Ula, b'shem, the Chachamim, holds his different perspective. Again, everyone agrees that the Chachamim think that the Koveya is Maisa. But here you have a fundamental machlokas in the Amoraim. Again, we said, in this, at least today, here the lumdus is in the Gemara, right? You don't even need Rishon, right? Here you have a fundamental machlokas in the Amoraim about what, within the Chachamim, what is the geder of Idus on Maisa Echad? So according to everyone we were saying before, who thought the Chachamim would be moded by Karka, said as long as the consequence of the Edus is on Guf Echad, that's considered Ma'ase Echad. But comes along Ula, B'shem the Chachamim, and say, even more Pashat. Right? His conception of the Chachamim, right, is that as long as each Eid Echad is being made about a different Koveya, as long as each Eid Echad, one is saying that the, let's say by Karka, like, right, the Shnei Chazak was the first 3 years. And the other Eid Echad was the last 3 years. Or one Eid Echad was talking about a Mechira slash Hodah on Monday. And the other one was talking about a Mechira slash Hodah on Tuesday. Or one Eid Echad was talking about one Mum. And the other Eid Echad was talking about another Mum. In all those cases, since the Koveya of the Halacha is a different either physical item or a physical action, physical item, a different Mum, or different shnei saros, those different physical items, or different physical actions, shnei chazaka, or a hodah slash mechira. And in those cases, since each one is being made about a different physical action or about a different physical item, which are different koveyas, determining factors of the din, so that's considered to be shnei maisim. So again, what you're seeing that within the Chachamim, that the Koveya is Maisa Echad, you have this very lamdish machlokes about how do you define Maisa Echad? Is it about the Totsah being about Guf Echad, and then Karka Chachamim will be Modeh? Or you say, no, as long as they're testifying about different Koveyas, right, the determining factors of the Halacha are different, then it's considered to be Shnei Maisa. Yeah, so now ask your question.
According to Ula, and the Talmud, was according to Chachamim?
No, we're saying the Chachamim are going to say being in Metaltlin, for sure Metaltlin. Even Karka, you can't be Mistar.
Yeah, so
Kolsha can't be Metaltlin.
To
no. Ula's going to say that the Chachamim hold Einu mitzarev. By karka.
So what does ula?
Yeah, by karka, but not by metaltalin.
Yeah, so
you,
one hand you think like chachamim, one hand.
No, because ula fundamentally agrees with the chachamim. But in terms of Maisa being kovel, oh, that's what you're saying.
What I'm saying, if Rabbi Yishon Kacha doesn't agree with that
Tzivara. So you're saying he has a middle Shita. Yeah, that's interesting. So Ula has, he says, I agree with the Chachamim's general Yisod that the Maisa is Koveya, but I disagree about how you're Magdur that. So you're saying, but that ends up being in between, because Yishon Kacha thinks the Koveya, that's very sharp, because Yishon Kacha thinks that the Koveya is the Chiv, and the Chachamim think that Koveya is the Maisa, but on the Koveya level. Yeah, that's a good point. And yeah, he ends up saying it's a middle Shita. That's interesting. That's interesting. Interesting. Okay, good. So far in terms of that the Koveya, again, right, that the Edus and Mammon is about all about the Maisa. So you first had the Chachamim, and then you have Ula, again, who, again, is making this break, and all the Shitos are making the break between Karka and Metaltlin, or there's other Shitos who think that the Chamim are molded in all those other cases. Again, all think that Be'etzem, the Koveyak, is Maisa. Fine. Who else also holds that the Koveya is Maisa, and therefore you have Chilukim, is Rav. So let's go down to Rav. Where is his Amr of Zera Mishmei Derav? And see a little later. Anybody, Avi, do you see that? No, Eli, do you see it? Where it says, Rabbanan de Asa Mimachuza, Amr of Zera Mishmei Derav. It says, Bekarkos. So again, they have a split psak, right? This idea that you can be mitzarev by karka, but not by metalton, and everything we've explained so far, that shows that the koveya is maisa, that you just think that, but the gedder of maisa is focused on the totzah of guf echad. So that's the first shita of Rav, which works out very nicely. The koveya is maisa. Now we're gonna, the Gemara is going to say, "Oh, Rav the shita so has another chiluk, which also works out with this idea that the koveya is maisa." Go for it.
Rav tamed amar Rav hoda achar hoda hoda achar hava mitzarfin hava achar hava hava achar hoda lo mitzarfin.
And so again, what's the yisod of this chiluk? Why by, let's say, just take the two extremes? Why by hava achar hava are we not mitzarif? By hoda achar hoda we can't be mitzarif. Those are two meisim, but hoda, achar hoda, as the Gemara explains, when the guy is saying, I'm being molded to the same thing, that's considered meisa echad. So Rav Lashitaso adopts the Chachamim's overall perspective that the koveya is meisa echad, and they were just like he's mechalik between karka and metaltalin, so does he be mechalik between, we'll just keep it simple, between halva, achar halva, which are two separate meisim, not mitzarif, and hoda, achar hoda, which is the same meisa, which therefore is mitzarif. And if you look at Rashi on Rav, again, he spells out this chiluk really clearly. Eli, you see two wide lines down, mitzarfi.
Right.
Same mana. Therefore, again, therefore, really the koveya is the maisa, but by hoda achar hoda, right, you can be mukum the case where it is all about the same maisa, but hova achar hoda, sorry. Oh, yeah, hova achar hoda, same idea. You see the next Rashi? But hoda achar hova.
Hova achar hoda.
That's the key, right? Even though you have the tzav, they're both on the same chiyuv, doesn't matter. Rav holds that the chachamim, the koveya, is not chiyuv, but is rather maisa. So Arkan, you have the, we call the first approach, that the koveya is maisa. We have the chachamim and all the amorayim, who are, again, b'machalik between karka and metaltlin, who are, again, who think that the chachamim are molded in the case of bechor, chazaka, simon and godless. And again, and then again, Rav, any Amoram, Michal, between Hoda, Achar, Hoda, and Hova, Achar, Hova, again, they all think that the Koveya is Maisa. And the only reason why they think you have Seraph in certain cases, because only in those cases where it's considered Maisa Echad. Now it's going to take us to the second Mahalach. The second Mahalach is that the Koveya is not Maisa Echad. And the chiddush of the second mahalach is that when it comes to mamonos, we'll see, it's dafka in the realm of mamonos, that the koveya of edus is not on the maisa, but it's rather on the resulting chiv. And therefore, even if each eid echad is being made to different maisim, as long as the results, the chiyuv result of both maisim are the same, that's considered to be a kat of edus, because again, according to the second mahalach, the lens through which we view edus and mamon is not focused on maisa. The maisa is just a hechatimsa to get to what is the resulting chiyuv. And this takes us all the way back to, again, which Tana clearly thinks that the koveya is the chiyuv? Shurim and Karcha. So let's go back to the Lashon of Shurim and Karcha, as the Lashon of Gemara is interpreted by the Rishonim. We're going to spell this all out. Yamin, would you mind going back to Rabbi Shurim and Karcha when it says, yes, V'idach, let's see the first, back to Lamin Amad Aleph, and it says, V'idach, this is again, this is within the Ibayis Ema Svara, going back to Rabbi Shurim and Karcha, what's the Svara? And because, right, the Chachamim just said, oh, the different Maisim, Amonat Kemesayat Hai, Lo Kemesayat Hai. So what is the Idach? What is Rabbi Shurim and Karcha going to counter? V'idach, see the first word in line is Idach? So what does that mean? Amana ba'alma tarvayu kamisadi. What does that mean? They're both being made about the same, money. The same chiyuv mana. Right? Again, from the Lashon of the Gemara, it seems a little like, what do you mean? You just said they're different manas. Now you're saying it's the same mana? So what does it mean? So the Rishonim are going to explain, because Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai has a different koveya for what mana is. He has a completely different paradigm. Right? Instead of the koveya being maisa, right, you say, oh, halva on Monday, halva on Tuesday, or two separate maisim. Says Rishon Makarcha, the koveya is not the maisa halva, it's rather the totsa of it. Let's see, both Rashi and Yad Ramah. Rashi, Dir Maschel, Idach. Oh, right, because both Edim are testifying that this lovet is chayev 100 money to the malvet. And if you take this new perspective that the koveya is not maisa, but rather chiyuv, so then they're saying exactly the same thing. So Rashi says it, and the Yad Ramah says it even more explicitly. So you look at the Yad Ramah, again, back to that first Yad Ramah, Eitan, you see four lines down, it says, Shua ben Karcha Azul. Lovet. And by this he means like the chiyuv of the lovet, as we're about to see. What does it mean? Keva. That's the key. A little more emphasis. Keva de Mesadi Tarvayu Dahai Gavra Mechayev Mane. Since they're both being made that to the same Chobas Agavra, they're both being made that this Lova is Chayev 100. It's considered one Edus. So says Yeshua Ben Karcha, and again, it's clearly within this Svara, that the Koveya is the Chobas Agavra. And since the Chiyuv is the same, therefore, even though two different Maisim, it's considered to be one Kat of Edus. So this is Rashi and the Yad Ramah explaining the Ibayis Ema Svara. And if you go back to, you could also say this Pshat in the Ibayis Ema Kra. You also have to see the Idach, see the Hu'ed, right, the last. So it's a Lamed Omed Aleph. The last line I had, you see, right after the Chazu Tervayu Kechad, that was the Tanakama, the Idach, Rabbi Shimon Karcha argues. So do you have an understanding of what his drasha was? What's the Mikom Makom?
I think the Pasuk says you could either be Ra or Yada.
Exactly. It's less of a focus on the Re'iyah of a Maisa. Ora o Yada, as long as you have knowledge about, it sounds like the Chov HaSagavra, as long as you have knowledge about the Chov, even if they're distinct Re'iyos from a Maisa standpoint, it's not just the Ra'ah, it's also the Yada. As long as you have a Yadiyah that this Gavra, that this Lova is Chayev Mana, that's what the focus of the Edus is going to be. So both from the Ibayis Ema Svara and the Ibayis Ema Kra, they're all highlighting the Rabbi Shua Ben Karcha, the Koveya is not Maisa, but it's rather the Chiyuv. It's a very, very important Yisod, which is limited to the realm of Mamonos, which we'll get back to in future Shirim, why there is a chilik between Mamonos and Nefashos in terms of this issue. But according to Rabbi Shua Ben Karcha, at least in the realm of Mamonos, the Koveya is not Maisa, like it is in other realms, the Koveya is Chiyuv. We're going to see the other Amorayim are going to paskin like Rabbi Shua Ben Karcha, right? This Lamdus, right? Only the Amorayim who paskin like Rabbi Shua Ben Karcha across the board right? Bein bekarkos and by metatlin are clearly adopting not right this perspective that the koveach is chiyuv. So let's see which shita will say this. Number one is. Can I have a slide on that? Yes. The further at the beginning of the Gemara, how do you see? Amar b'chiyah bar oven, amar Rav. So Rav, right? It's b'chiyah bar oven in the name of Rav. Right? We had other versions of Rav. We said later in the Gemara, which clearly felt the koveya was ma'isa, but at least b'chiyah bar oven's version of Rav is that no, that Rav agrees to Reb Shua ben Karchi that conceptually in the lamdas that the koveya is not the ma'isa, but is rather the chiyah. Ellie, do you see it? Amar b'chiyah bar oven. It's like five wide lines down. Chiyah bar oven. Right. So again, if you possibly Reb Shua ben Karchi, not only by karka, but also by metatlin. But metatlin, everyone's going to agree there's two separate maisim. And if you still think you could be mitzarif, that means you don't think that the koveya is maisa. You rather think that the koveya is chiyah. So you have Rav, right, lefi or chiyah bar oven, and you also have Ula. Right, Lefi Rav Yosef. This is a little bit later. Where it says, Am Rav Yosef, Anna Amina Mishmei Du'ula. Mayor, did you see that a little later? It says, Am Rav Yosef, Anna Amina Mishmei Du'ula. That halacha, it's pretty straightforward. It says, Halacha Kreb Yeshua Ben Karcha, Bein Bekarkos, Bein Bimetatlan. So Rav Yosef, in the name of Ula, again, also holds, right, conceptually, like Rabbi Shua Mekarcha all the way, Bein Bekarcha, Bein Metatlin, shows that the Koveya is the Chiyuv and not just the Maisa. So you have Rabbi Shua Mekarcha, you have Rav Lefi Rabbi Chiyuv Bar Oven, and then you have Ula Lefi Rabbi Yosef, and you also have the Nahardai. Right? Nahardai, Lishitasam, are going to say in two different places, right, that the Koveya, right, that the Koveya is going to be the Chov, right, the Chiyuv, and not the Maisa. So the first place is the Nardai, in the case, right, after Rav is Mechalik between Hoda, Achar Hoda, Hava, Achar Hava, Nardai comes along. Yosef, do you mind? Nardai Amri? It's like eight or so lines from the... Oh. So he says, even in the case, what's the biggest chiddush? Even Bimastarif, by what case? Halva achar halva. That means halva on Monday, halva on Tuesday, which is like the classic case of Yeshua ben Karcha. He says, we pass like Yeshua ben Karcha, even though it's two different ma'isim, because at the end of the day, it is the same chiyuv. If you look at Rashi, mitstarfin, see four lines from the bottom, this is within Nahardai. Rashi says, what's the lamdas of Nahardai? Mitstarfin. Yeah. Again. Mikol makom. Hein mi'idim shechayev lo mana, that the lamdas is that the koveya of edus by mammon is not maisa, it's rather chiyuv. Once you take that perspective, then the mela, even hova achar hova, is going to be mitzdarev. But we should point out that the Rishonim point out that there's a qualification here. Even if you think that you adopt Reb Shua ben Karcha, that the koveya is chiyuv, and therefore even hova achar hova, you could be mitzdarev. Right? What is the qualification mentioned by the Yad Ramah and the Chedushei Haran? What? No, a chasha with who? Exactly. Right? The Toveya, the Malva. Right? It must be, right? In this case, right, where one Eidachat says there was a Hova of 100 on Monday, and the second Eidachat says a Hova of 100 on Tuesday. See, if the Malva, if the Toveya was only Toveya 100, so then what in essence is the Malva admitting to? Establishing that one of them is lying. And, right, so again, so the Yad Ramah says that if the Malva, if the Toveya establishes that I only have 100, so therefore one of these guys who says it was a second Halva of 100 is lying, so in that case, even Rav Shua ben Karcha, even Nardai are going to admit that you're not going to be Mitzdarif, as the Chiddush Ran spells out, because the Hodaz Baldin of the Malva, the way he says it, right? Because when the Malva is only towing, right, 100, he's being modeh that he's only owed 100, not 200. So you have the Hodaz Baldin of the Malva trumping the eight, one of the eight achats. Right? Because Hodaz Baldin kemeya eight and dummy, as he says. So the Chiddush Ran says, right, once the Malva is modeh Now I only have 100. He's basically in essence saying that one of these eight echads is a chakran, and therefore memela I only have one eight echad. So therefore you can have a chiyuv shvua, but you're not going to be mitzari of the two eight echads to generate a chiyuv mam. Let's just see. Call minutes. Let's just see the chedushay run inside where he spells this out. Let's see. Who hasn't read yet? Am Yitzchak. Do you mind? So the chedushay run on the Makom Hashid. Bahavi Odeya. Right, only if the balabayev, so the malva is towing, I'm owed 200. So I don't have two edim on all of it. I only have an eight echad on 100, eight echad on the other 100, and I'm only going to be able to get 100. But at the end of the day, you know, he's towing 200, therefore it allows both eight echads to be kayim. Aval. Because he's in essence, he's only towing 100. Then he's machish one of the eight achats. Right, he's saying, right, the Chiddush Rabbanan is implicitly saying, he was never moded that he was only owed 100. He says, I'm owed 100. How do you know that maybe who had then he's owed another 100? So you have this chazaka which dictates when someone is only towing 100, implicitly they're admitting that it's 100 and only 100. So therefore, right, when they say I'm owed 100, it's as if they're saying no more than that, and therefore there's a status of Hodas Baldin that it's only 100. And therefore, that's assumption number one. And then assumption number two is that the Hodas Baldin overrides the Me'edim. And then he says, don't bring a raya from the Sugya where there's a Hachasha between two Edim, between Bechlam Asayimana, because that's between two Edim. Here, that's obviously there's no Hodas Baldin here. In that case, but in our case, where you have a hodah, hachasha between the toveya and the edim, so then the hodas baldin is going to trump the edim. Oh. But big picture, yes, you have the nardai who says even mitzarif even by hava achar hava clearly takes Reb Shulman Karcha to the extreme that the koveya again fundamentally is the chiyuv and not the maisa. And the nardai lishitasam at least there's a hava mina to extend nardai in another case as well. We go, and with this, we'll conclude. Nahardai on the top of Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph. Nahardai Amri. Mordechai, would you mind?
Nahardai Amri. Afilu Echad Omer Mana Shachmor, Echad Omer Mana Lavan, Mitzdark. Tamakri Yeshuv and Kar.
So it says Nahardai, just like it could be Mitzdark of two separate Maisim. You can be for quarantine Yeshuv and Karcha. You can Mitzdark of a Maisa of Halva on Monday, with a Maisa of Halva on Tuesday, because the Koveya is not the Maisa. It's rather the chiyuv. So Nardai says, same thing. If the two eight achal, they're not talking about two different maisim on different days, but they're referring to, there's a different maisa on the level of, right, what, let's say, a detail of their edus. One says mana shachor and mana lavan, assuming that refers to a different maisa. Why? Because the yisod is Rishu Menkarcha thinks that the koveya is chiyuv. So therefore, Nardai Lishitasa, who accept Rishu Menkarcha to the extreme that the koveya in lamdus is the chiyuv. Therefore, even in that case, just see Rashi, Dir Maso, Kibbe Shuv, and Karcha. Again, according to Nardai, and Nardai agrees that Shuv and Karcha thinks that the koveya is the chiyuv, and since both, it doesn't matter one is mana shachar or mana lavan, and the chiyuv is the same, and therefore, once you think the koveya of Edus Mamon is chiyuv, you can be mistarif. The Maskana, we reject it. Not because the Koveya of Edus Mamon is not Chiyuv. We reject it because of why? Because it's a Hachasha. It's a separate din of Hachasha. You can't be Mistarev to Edim when there's a Hachasha between them. But from the perspective of our Sugya, that the Koveya of Edus Mamon is Chiyuv, Nardai Lashitaso, so you have Nardai in the two places, and you have the Rav according to Rav Chiyah Bar Avin and Ula according to Rav Yosef and Rishu Makarcha saying that fundamentally the Koveya for Edus Mamon is Chiyuv, not Maisa like it is in other Tchumah. Yeah.
I mean, theoretically, if they say that it's white, one side is black, couldn't it be one side
that
someone says white?
What?
One side is white and one side is black.
Oh. Assumption is that's not the case. Yeah, it's interesting. So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow with the rest of this.